Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hey there, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast, the number one industrial-related podcast in the universe. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this platform is dedicated to you, the industrial professionals, the companies that get it done. You're bold, you're brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you're changing the world, and you're changing lives, and we celebrate you and your company on this platform each and every day. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for being a part of manufacturing. Thank you for being a part of the industry. We appreciate it. We're going to continue our series on Heroes of Manufacturing. We're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Matt Labbitt. He is the CEO of Togus Products. Northeast Ohio is the location. Boy, does he bring the truth. Let's get going. Passion, baby. That's what Matt brings. Passion. And that's what everybody brings. Just, I'm telling you, man, the manufacturing world is just spectacular and full of great people. So I was thinking about the spirit of manufacturing, especially now. So I'm just sort of thinking in my head about the spirit of manufacturing. And you know, I've always talked about the collaboration and innovation and education and that. Anyway, that is the spirit of manufacturing, especially today. Because once again, it was just fine one day, and then the next day the economy just switched off over, you know, globally, right? And so manufacturers, and that's why we're celebrating the heroes of manufacturing on this podcast, manufacturers had to big time figure out how to collaborate and deal with the changes that are taking place in the market. And because they have the touching, they're touching a lot of people. Secondly, they're going to have to innovate. What do I do? How do I do it? Who do I talk to? All of that stuff. They did that. They did it because they had to learn more. They had to just go out and aggressively go out, sit on their pride and say, hey, I don't have the answers. So they educated. And they did it with a sense of urgency. They did it with a sense of speed. And they were not afraid to make mistakes because they knew, manufacturers knew that they had to keep going. They had to figure out a solution. And when we start talking about manufacturers, it's, yeah, it has equipment and it has things that are moving and pulsing and all of that stuff. But you know what it is? It's people. People collaborated. People innovated. People were just trying to figure out how to do it better and consume. And people recognized that it had to be fast and we have to just take chances and we're going to have to move forward because everybody, people depend on manufacturing in a big way. I want to give a shout out to Team Neo. So if I go out to their website, which is a pretty cool name when you get right down to it, Neo, right? Okay, you know what that brings about. It's like Matrix, all that stuff. Team Neo, okay, so what they do is they're a business and economic development organization, right? And they focused on accelerating economic growth, which we need today, big time, right now, not yesterday, today, and job creation, same thing throughout the 18 counties of Northeast Ohio. They are absolutely other focus. That's right, Team Neo is other focus. And Jay with Team Neo has been bringing us great manufacturers who just want to celebrate the individuals and the people in their organization, the people around the world, the people in Northeast Ohio, and everybody else in between. And these are the individuals that have come, these companies, these individuals have come to the Heroes of Manufacturing Industrial Talk to be able to just say, you know what? These people are great. This organization is great. And thanks to the folks and the team at Team Neo, we were able to pull this off even more. Okay? So that's what it's all about. So, you know, buckle up. We're going to be talking to Matt Labbitt. Now, he spells his name H-L-A-V-I-N, one, CEO of Togus, and it's spelled T-H-O-G-U-S. And I'm telling you, he is passionate about his people, about Northeast Ohio, about the United States, about everything that he can possibly do within and help others succeed and highlight the individuals that are really just sort of other focused and selfless. So that is Matt. We're excited that we're celebrating him, his people, his organization on Heroes of Manufacturing. So enjoy the interview. Thank you again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Here's Matt. Matt, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you made time in your busy schedule there in, well, that's Northeast Ohio, correct?
Correct.
And you know what we're doing. We're celebrating Heroes of Manufacturing. But before we get into that particular conversation, because it's an important conversation, give us a little background, 411 on who you are, why you're such an incredible professional, and why you shave your head just like I shave my head.
You know, because we choose to have the best barbers in the world. That's why we do that. Yeah. And we can wake up, get up, we can roll out of bed and go right in, and nobody knows whether we showered or not.
No.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's exactly. See? The truth. Right there, baby. That's exactly right. Unfiltered truth. I didn't take a shower, but you don't know.
That's right. Until I stink, you don't know.
until you walk by and your eyes water.
Yes.
All right. Give us a little background, my friend.
Sure. All right. So my name is Matt Lavin. I own a company called Togus Products. We're third generation. My grandfather started the business in the 1950s, coming out of World War II. As a tool and die shop. In 58, we started a molding company, which became Togus. And that was my hero and my idol growing up. I loved my grandfather. I looked up to him. And when I finished school, I wanted to come work at the company to have a shot to, because my grandfather passed away before I graduated.
Wow.
So when he passed away, I wanted to give it a run for just for the sake of my, you know, he started something. He was a true entrepreneur, pushed all the cards in Ohio, in the manufacturing belt, and said, I'm going to build a life for my family. And he did. So I wanted that chance to continue it, and I fell in love with the business. So that's kind of who I am and my background. So I'm born and raised in manufacturing in a blue-collar world and really love it and try to bring different perspectives of how I manage versus how he manages. So I brought, you know, more engineering, more science, more tech into the business, and we're having a great time doing it.
See, that's interesting because here, what always fascinates me about manufacturing in general, you're creating something. And what I notice about Togus is that you can create on the fly. You can create from inception going forward, okay, I need it to look like this. And you're like, okay, I can make it look like this, 3D printing and all of the new tech that's out there.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but let me just sort of venture into this Heroes of Manufacturing and talk to you a little bit about you, your company, the people of your company. How have you just sort of, I mean, how did you respond to all of this challenging stuff? Because manufacturing in general is sort of that unsung hero. It happens. It keeps the lights on. It keeps things moving and creating. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, to your point, Scott, manufacturing is still the backbone of this country. We're the foundation, right? Foundations don't necessarily look pretty, but they get it done. And it supports the infrastructure and everything else that goes into our economy. And that's why I love being in this game. It may not be sexy, but it's there. It's going to be around. You know, for us, going through what has become this pandemic is like many companies, whether you're in tech or manufacturing or service, is the economy was rolling into 2020. We had a great first quarter coming in, and then boom, the lights get shut off, right? Now, it was ramped down, ramped up. We were very fortunate that we were considered essential because about 35% of our business is healthcare. We also service industrial sector and food and beverage industry and many others, but we were able to stay open because of the diversity in our business because we're a plastic injection molding company, but we're also a contract manufacturer. And so for us, it was, okay, what does this mean? First and foremost, the heroes of my business are my employees. Those, it's the most important asset you have in any company. It's not your machines. Anybody can have machines in a building, but it's the people and the processes that you create, right?
Yes.
So our first thing was, how do we lock down, protect them first? Don't know what this is going to look like. Is this 08, 07, 08, 09 again? Or is this something different? And quickly, we all learned it's something different. So we followed state guidelines and federal guidelines. So when Ohio announced the stay in place or shelter in place, but had ruling on manufacturing, we had to make sure we had it right. So we shut down for one day, sterilized the whole plant, figured out how to get PPE in place in our plant. So when we bring our employees back, We bring them back safely so they feel comfortable because they're just as scared, if not more scared than I was. Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, because it's like you said, man, here it is. Today we were fine. Tomorrow the switch just went off and it's a global issue and everything just sort of, that was it. Stay at home. Don't do anything. Yeah. From that particular point, and recognize that you were considered essential because of the medical and other services you provided, how quickly did your team, your employees adapt to say, okay, we got to do this, because we got to keep the lights on, we got to keep the lines producing, and we got to protect our employees? How quick was that, like, shift?
So, we were pivoting. So we knew the Friday, so Tuesday, or sorry, Monday at 12 o'clock, 11:59, we knew that we were going into shelter in place. We heard it was going to happen as of the Friday before. So my heroes are the management team. So they were actually my first front line because we had to make the decisions, the hard decisions of what to do. So we worked tirelessly through the weekend. We're on phone calls, we're texting, some folks were coming into the office to prepare for what Monday and Tuesday were going to look like. And again, getting guidance from the state and the Fed, from our attorneys, from accountants, from everybody else. But we had to figure out, what does this look like bare bones, and how do you continue to rebuild the foundation? So they were fantastic, right? They took the lead. My old vision is to be a true leader or an owner of a company is I want to be the most irrelevant guy in the building, right? That means you've built a successful team that can operate that way. And this was the first and best test to be able to prove that. So because our team really, they came in and it was like the movie Ocean's 11, right? Everybody has a different job, but you're all aligned to one goal. And that's what we did. And
I like that reference. Yeah. Right? I'm a big Oceans fan.
Right.
12 and 13.
That's exactly what the mission. Yeah.
God, why was that important? Outside of the obvious of saying, hey, we got to keep the business going. Why was that important to just really get that management team in there, really begin to solve the problems and keep that thing moving forward, your business moving forward?
Again, leadership is it's empowerment. So you're empowering people and you put them in positions to be successful, to be the thought and action leader of their position that roll up to which becomes a whole company. So each individual on the management team, starting with HR, right? HR kind of runs across the entire company. So does accounting. But you have engineering, you have sales, you've got the president of the company, so on, that they have particular roles in their or pillars in that foundation. So for them to come together with a plan saying, okay, if X, then Y, right?
Right.
So if we have to shut down, what does that mean? We have to notify the employees. We have to tell them what's going on. Are you being furloughed? Are we just shutting down for a day? Is it paid? Is it unpaid? If we're going to bring you back on, how do we train you? How do we protect you?
Yeah.
And how do we protect our customers, right? Because let's say we brought everybody back, but I've got 7 cases of COVID in my building. If I'm a customer, I don't know if I want product coming in that was touched and manufactured by somebody with COVID. So we had to plan around all of these things. So it was essentially disaster planning. It's like your building was lit on fire, right? How do you say what you need to go rebuild again?
Yeah. See, kudos to you. And I mean, you're one of many that had to go through that same process. And there was a sense of speed and urgency because you knew the role you played, not from a micro perspective, which you did, but what about the macro side of this, right? The impact to your community, the impact to the people around, the impact to your valued customers and everything, so on and so forth, because your customers also are like, oh, now what do I do? Everybody's shrugging their shoulders because it is absolutely a blistering challenge. But it was all about, and I like the fact that you were talking about a sense of urgency, speed, keep it going, moving forward, and it's trying to create some sort of stability in a world that is just chaotic.
Yeah.
So I really, really appreciate that. Now, let's talk a little bit of who, within that overall thing, would you like to just say that individual or that company or that entity is my manufacturing hero?
So let's start. I want to start internally, right? So internally, it's my management team. It's my president, Larry Sansom. It's our HR manager, Aaron Lavin. My corporate controller, AJ Chasko. My sales manager, Brad Krupa, and my engineering and quality manager, Jim Onderko. That's my management team. Because what makes them so unique is when we went into the situation, we knew we were going to come back out, but we wanted to protect our employees, and we wanted to manage our burn, right? So what is our cost, not knowing how long it's going to take? So what we did is we had every employee that was not in the management team at home on the bench. We came in and we started the plant back up. We started assembling parts. We started shipping product out the door because that was on the most urgent, essential customers product list, right? Then based on that, we were planning every day against orders to bring our manufacturing team back in. Mm-hmm. And we didn't bring them all back in at once. We brought them back in sequentially based on what our sales forecast is. Because what we wanted to do, Scott, is we wanted to protect against going in the red, right?
Yeah.
Putting ourselves at risk of going under.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we 2 weeks before, we just paid the largest bonus in Toga's history. Ah. So we felt good about that. Then what we did is we went into the planning around how do we protect those employees in their job position. So we weren't going to get rid of anybody. So we said, take your PTO right now. Take your paid vacation. We'll figure out if it comes back in full force, we're going to give that back to you. But this way, they're still getting paid while they're at home. And then we had some newer employees that didn't have it, so they could take unpaid leave. Right. So again, we're trying to manage our own employees' budgets. And that was that management team that did that. And then we had, you know, we had our accounting firm, Cohen and Company. Keith Klodnick is my accountant. We had our bank, Key Bank in Cleveland. Absolutely phenomenal working through this entire process, which ended up working into the PPP dollars.
Right.
Right. So we were engaged and involved with them. And we're a very transparent company. That's one thing we provide is our service. Anybody like we don't make a product. I mean, our own product, we make other people's. So we have to be super transparent. So again, being able to work with our suppliers, which are the banks and the accounting firms and the law firms, is we show them, here's our, do we have any weak spots? Lay it all on the table. And then we go share that information with our customers. And our customers, which we found out of this process, who you talked to Michael Rogalski earlier, become one of my healthcare heroes. I met Michael on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock via email introduction from an organization in Cleveland called Team Neo. Team Neo connects large companies, small companies. We're building clusters in Cleveland to try to interconnect small and big companies, one, to work together, but also to raise awareness and build a better economy in Northeast Ohio. So Jay Ferran and his team introduced me to Michael on a Saturday night, 11:30. Sunday morning, we were on the phone at 11 o'clock. By Monday, we were cutting an order to start building face shields, PPE product. So we pivoted.
Yeah.
Right?
That's freaking stunning, man. That's fantastic.
So, Scott, think about this. If I were to try to call on a company like Eaton, it's a Fortune 100, right? A $29 billion dollar company market cap. It could take me 5 years to get in there to have a chance to work with them, right?
Easily. Yeah.
This was on a Saturday and Sunday. We had an order by Monday.
Isn't that something?
And conversely, they see, because they're so big, they can't find folks like us because the system's so, there's so much cholesterol in the system.
Yeah.
So what chaos creates is opportunity, and we're able to find that together. So Michael and his team has been unbelievable to work with.
He was pretty good. Listeners, I had an opportunity to interview Michael, and he is. He's every bit as what Matt just said. He's got some passion, and he's just a open doggone book. But that's the salt of the earth. That is manufacturing. Those are the individuals that, I mean, get out of here. You were able to just pivot, boom, 3 days already, boom, in production, providing solutions for your community, healthcare, whatever it might be. You're right. You know, the one side of the sword, the sharp end of the sword, there's a lot of pain. The other side, once again, opportunity and chaos, and being able to say, yeah, I see. I understand. I'm all there. Doc, got it, Matt. You're a rock star.
And it was in the cause, right? Let's go back to the hero comment the question you asked is who are the heroes? Is the fear is we don't know what COVID is. We don't know the true infection rate. We still to this day don't know what's real versus what's BS, right? But we saw that you've got folks going into that hospital every day in the front line. You have not only in the emergency room, but you've got fire, EMT, police that all need this protection against this unknown enemy, right? So we stepped up together with that cause to go develop products for our frontline workers. And that's what really formed our bond, was not only our passion for it, but the ability to go execute and execute quickly, which we did.
Man, I'm all tingly inside. You don't want to see that out on the video, man. All tingly. An old bald guy like me. Well, fantastic. We're going to have to wrap it up there, man, because, I mean, you guys are just absolutely hitting home runs. Really appreciate it. By the way, Cleveland Indians, That's another team that I'd love to be able to follow.
Thank you. Yeah, we want them all back. We need to get them back on the field.
Come on, man. I didn't realize how much I just really enjoyed sports until it was gone. And then I just like, what do I do now?
That's right.
I'll talk to Matt, I guess.
It's better than watching cornhole.
I can't understand that. I'm telling you, I can't understand that. That's so true.
I just wish they were holding beers in their hands when they were doing it.
All right. His name is... Now, okay, listeners, take a note. And I mean, you need to take a note. This is Matt Labin. Now, you're saying to yourself, I can spell Labin. No, you cannot. You have to put an H in front of that L. That's Labin with an H in front. And the company is Togus. But you're going to say to yourself, I can spell that. And you're saying, oh, no, you're going to have to put a T-H-O-G-U-S. That's who we're talking to. Matt Labin with Togus doing some incredible stuff. Him and his team knocking out of the park. Heroes of manufacturing, responding to the need and making it happen and making it happen fast. You're a rock star, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Are you active out on LinkedIn?
I am.
Reach out to this guy. Yep. You listeners, you need to reach out. All right. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. Do not go away. Stay tuned to the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm always happy and I'm always honored that you just tune in. We are interviewing incredible people just like Matt and his wonderful team at Togus. We're very fortunate to be able to celebrate what they do in the world of manufacturing. They are true heroes of manufacturing. You're saying to yourself, Scott, how can I get involved? What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? I want to participate. I've got people to nominate. It's just a basket full of questions. You know where you go? HeroOfManufacturing.com. That's HeroOfManufacturing.com. Every piece of information out there. You have somebody you want to nominate? HeroesOfManufacturing.com. It's out there. If you just want to receive the great information, HeroesOfManufacturing.com. It's out there as well. And if you want to say, hey, I want to play a role in this because I love the opportunity to celebrate manufacturing. It's out there. Heroes of Manufacturing. Let's have a conversation. You'll be talking to moi, me. Absolutely. And everything else will be out on industrialtalk.com. So you have no excuses. I really, from my heart, from the people that are in manufacturing, for all you listeners, thank you very much for joining once again the Industrial Talk Podcast. Go out to, once again, industrialtalk.com. Find out more. We're going to be back with another great hero of manufacturing.